WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After testing positive for COVID, the White House says President Biden is isolating at his home in Delaware. Calls for him to step aside as the nominee now include top Democratic leaders and longtime supporters. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
The Washington Post is reporting former President Obama has told allies in recent days that President Biden's path to victory has greatly diminished, and he thinks the president needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. A source familiar with Obama's thinking tells ABC the former president continues to see his primary role as a sounding board and counselor for President Biden, as they've long done for each other for many years.
In Milwaukee, Republicans are gearing up for the final night of the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump will accept the party's nomination and deliver a speech focusing on unity. Volatile storms swept through parts of the South all the way to New England last night. One teen in Florida recovering after being struck by lightning. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 38-year-old man was found unresponsive in his jail cell on Monday afternoon, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. When the man was found, deputies began life-saving measures, but they were unsuccessful. The inmate was first incarcerated on June 21st in another county and was transferred to the Adams County Jail on July 1st. According to officials, he was being held as a sentenced inmate. A Sun Prairie teenager was shot Wednesday night and then taken to the hospital for their injuries. Officers responded to the 600 block of Elizabeth Lane just after 9 p.m. after someone reported gunshots. Before police arrived, an adult alerted them that a teen had been shot in the hand by the gunfire. The wounded teen was taken to the hospital where they were treated for their injury. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week, a little more humid, and still a chance of storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
99.7.
Finishing up a beautiful Thursday, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron with another 50-minute music hour.